Coach General Manager Andrew Milne of the Canmore Eagles, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Good. Let's talk about Friday's game first. Lloydminster Bobcats, big 4-1 win. From where I was sitting, it looked like the Canmore Eagles were doing a lot of things right.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played a really good game on Saturday, and I think our guys were a little fired up from our lack of ability to get the win the week before against the Canucks, and so they really wanted to set the record straight and play a good home game in front of their crowd.
Now, Luke Simpson ended up with the game star with a couple of goals, but Ty Swab was a pretty big star as well, wasn't he?
You know what, Ty's been really consistent so far this year. He's done a good job of giving us a chance to win every night, and you know, we're really happy that he's developing and feeling comfortable and sitting in and giving us a chance to win each night. But you know, our whole back end has been really good this year, and Ty's been sort of the anchor back there, but our entire goals against has been reduced significantly.
Cam Barnes has also been pretty solid. Have you decided who you're starting tonight against the Brooks Bandits?
Yeah, we have. Cam's going to play tonight. We've been rotating these guys from day one, and they're going to continue on the rotation, and they both have earned the rights to play. So you know, we're going to play Cam tonight and then continue back with Schwabi again on Friday.
So tonight you're playing the number one team in the AJHL. Haven't lost a game. In fact, I believe they're the number one ranked junior team of all of Canada. Is there an intimidation factor that goes into that?
Well, I think anytime you have the record they have, you command a little bit of respect. So obviously there's our guys aren't stupid. They see the record, and there's a little bit of respect given for sure in that sense. But you know, at the end of the day, they're just like us, and they get dressed the same way we get dressed, and we're going to have to sort of control what we can control and see what happens.
So what do you think the keys to success are for the Eagles to have any chance of beating the Bandits tonight?
Well, one of them is you can't take penalties. I mean, their power play operates, you know, between 35 and 40%, and you know, that's an astronomical number in today's game to operate at a 40% power play. So you've got to stay out of the penalty box and really be disciplined in that structure. And you know, I think another thing is you can't turn the puck over. If you turn the puck over in the neutral zone, these guys are going to cap and make you pay.
Canmore Eagles, Brooks Bandits tonight. Rec Center should be a pretty intense game. Starts at 7 o'clock. Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.